Welcome to another edition of Reggie's Movie Update. This week's movie is The Good Line. Who's in it? Reese Witherspoon, Arnold Olsing, Jared Duane, Emmanuel Jal, Corey Stoll, and Kuth Weill. What's it about? The plight of the refugees from Sudan, better known as the Lost Boys. This film follows a group of children trying to flee war-torn Sudan, showing the horrible things they experience just trying to survive. From seeing their parents killed to narrowly escaping death themselves, we see them walk hundreds of miles trying to find safety. We see them in refugee camps and even get to see a few of them transported to the United States. But their story doesn't stop there, as this film looks at their adjustment to life in America, their desire to maintain their culture, and their fight to keep what is left of their family together. What's to like? I thought this might be another one of those, let's see the white people save the black people films like The Help or The Blind Side. The problem I had with those films is that the story was told from the perspective of the savior, and I thought that this would be the same, especially since Reese Witherspoon is headlining as the star. But this film focuses on the lost boys and girls. This is their story, and Reese Witherspoon is just a part of it. The Good Line doesn't pull any punches. It is difficult to watch the killing and their journey in the Sudan, but it really helps you connect with their plight. It's tough to see their anguish, to see their families torn apart, and to know that much of this is still happening today, but it is heartwarming to see that some of the lost boys and girls were afforded another opportunity and another chance. Wonderful redemption. What's not so good? Witherspoon's character wasn't what you might call an ideal citizen, so it was curious how quickly she became eligible to host a refugee, but really, that was minor. This film painted a realistic picture of the problem in Sudan. It pulls at your heart as you root for these children to survive. It also injects humor, especially when the refugees try to live in the United States. Each and every one of the actors were outstanding, superbly acted, excellently written, and a story begging to be told to mainstream America. My rating, this is a must-see for reals. For more, go to ReggiePonder.com and follow me, The Real Critic, on Twitter.